Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. Game Time Decisions here on this Friday, now June the 21st. Want to thank you so much for hanging out with us here on this Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Plenty to get to here over the next couple of hours as Major League Baseball. We had one absolute smackdown in the books already by the New York Mets beating up on the Chicago Cubs, but we've got plenty more games to dive into coming up over the next couple hours, including the Yankees and the Atlanta Braves. A little cross promotion here. American League versus National League should be interesting there. We've got some WNBA action. We also have, let us not forget, we've got the Euros and the Copa Americana going on right now. So we got a little something for everybody, including, if I'm not mistaken, we still have an elevated event on the PGA Tour known as the Travelers that is taking center stage in Connecticut. And this is quite the tournament, actually. It's turning out to be, you go from the U.S. Open to, oh, I don't know, six, seven under, maybe even more each and every round here, it appears. So this is going to be a fun one heading into Saturday and Sunday with the leaderboard showing one Tom Kim up at the top, 13 under, shot another 5 under today, 62-65. Not a bad way to go here to start the Travelers. Colin Morikawa also right up the leaderboard here today with a 7 under 63. And of course, you know who is lurking, it looks like, here with maybe a hole or two to play. There was a little bit of a rain situation here, but 10 under par for Scottie Scheffler, just 3 shots off the lead. We're going to get Smiley Kaufman in here, who knows a little something about this golf course and, of course, this tournament here. And Smiley, business as usual, I guess. Well, it must be nice, right? You go from the U.S. Open, where good luck shooting par, to this, where it's 62, 63, 64. It kind of quite the contrast in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Oh, it totally is. You make a great point. Memorial 2 weeks ago at Jack's Place, same as the U.S. Open. It was 2 weeks in a row where you just, I mean, par was a good score. I think this week, guys showing up to a golf course that they're familiar with, typically you got to go make some birdies. Finally, I think these guys, after getting beat up for a couple weeks, they found some greens that are receptive. They roll really true. And seen some low scores, like you mentioned, 62-65 is low shooting, especially on a par 70. And we've seen some familiar names at the top, like you mentioned right there at the beginning. Scottie Scheffler off to a nice start. Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, kind of been the three guys who've been playing the best on the PGA Tour this season. But Tom Kim's a guy who's been trending, so don't be surprised to see Tom Kim keep it going. But this golf course, to me, favors lefties. And Bubba Watson, for years, played so well at the Travelers Championship. Brian Harman's another great player. Who's a lefty, but Akshay Bhatia, he's right there near the top of the leaderboard, a very good player, but also a lefty. So keep an eye on Akshay as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I know Tom Kim, who I believe is turning 22 today or tomorrow, or it's his birthday weekend here, which is kind of hard to believe he's 22. But he's got no problem hitting fairways, 11 of 14 fairways yesterday, but obviously putted out of his mind. How is this course shaping up? You mentioned it favors lefties, but is it still, this is all about short game? Is it all about those that can hit the fairway in all likelihood are going to give themselves the best shot at winning this thing?
To me, this place is the being out here this week calling it for Golf Channel. The rough is up, so you definitely need to be in the fairway. There's some added fescue out on the property, so driving the ball is important. It's probably not the most important statistic, is I think just greens and regulation. I think the more greens and looks you give yourself out here, the more chances you'll have of making birdies, which it's going to be a birdie fest over the weekend, you'd have to assume, with the rain delays that we're having right now. And I think we're expecting to get some rain tomorrow afternoon as well. So a golf course that is not going to firm up over the weekend, you have to just look to maybe who's going to have the hot putter over the guys that, you know, are hitting 16 greens around. So I would say look at that GIR stat.
So it's I would have liked to have thought that maybe the early guys got a little bit of advantage. I was so excited to see Ricky Fowler at the top of the leaderboard yesterday. One under par here today, a little disappointing for him at 7 under par. But what's going to win this? What's going to win this? Miley, 20 under, 18? Like, where are we going here into the weekend?
Yeah, I think you got to get in the 20s. I think you do.
Wow.
Last year, I think Keegan Bradley set the record at the Travelers Championship shooting 23 under, I think it was. So
yeah,
we're sitting here at 13 at the lead now. I think if you find yourself to 20, you're in a good spot, obviously. But who knows? I mean, I think the weather conditions with the softer greens, I think get us all the way up there, considering we have five guys that are 10 under or more. So all you got to do is shoot five each day. I think somebody's going to do that.
So what am I missing? I mean, Shane Lowry and JT, Justin Thomas are just battling. They still have, it looks like, four holes to go. It looks like they finished through 14. Lowry's 8 under today, yep. And JT's 7 under. Is it, I mean, are they just throwing darts out there here today? And will this continue into tomorrow, you think?
You'd have to think so. They're off to a really nice start today. I just took a peek out my window to see if these guys are going to be able to finish tonight. 6:08 as it currently stands Eastern time. It probably stays light, maybe with the overcast, maybe till 8:30 today. So we'll see if they'll be able to get back out there. If not, tomorrow morning they'll be able to go finish their rounds. Just some weather in the area. So yeah, I mean, it's good to see. Justin Thomas always plays well at this golf course. Shane Lowry's had a really nice year, to be honest, and not surprising to see him have a good day.
Yeah, well, he's finally got the putter heading in the right way. If it's on, it's on with him. If the putter fails him, it has not been great here. But this looks like it's going to be just a tremendous Saturday and Sunday. And Scotty talked about, in hindsight, maybe the Memorial wasn't the greatest. You know, he wants to win, of course, but he talked about a little bit of fatigue, didn't have maybe the kind of practice time that he wanted to for the U.S. Open. What is your sense from what you've seen from Scotty Scheffler here today? Is he working on things? Is it business as usual? Does he seem in better form?
No, it's Scotty Scheffler. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. I think the fatigue you speak of, though, it's interesting to note. And the way the signature events and the schedule have shaped up in the second part of this year, you know, going Memorial and Jack's Place being a signature event to the U.S. Open at Pinehurst being a major, and then the following week here in Cromwell, Connecticut, also a signature event. That's 3 weeks in a row. These guys are used to playing 3 weeks in a row, but when you talk about the Memorial, which was I was there that week as well, and it was so difficult, so hard. It really was just a premium on ball striking and being able to execute some high level shots. And Scotty obviously was able to do that and win in Memorial, but you have to wonder if it took a little bit out of him at the U.S. Open, showing up very hot at Pinehurst, and then here at the Travelers, he looks good from what I've been able to see. And he's always going to hit it good. It's just a matter of the putts fall.
Yeah, well, isn't that the story of our life, Smiley, isn't it? It looks great, you know, off to today. As long as those putts will fall, we'll be good to go here.
Right.
Well, there's a few guys.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
That have them falling already. 13 under right now for Tom Kim. It should be one heck of a weekend, my man. Listen, you get some rest. It's going to be a long weekend. Enjoy the tournament. We appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us. And, of course, we'll see you again later on the week here on the Sports Grid Network. We appreciate
Thank
it,
you,
Smiley. Enjoy, man. Smiley Kaufman here. The Travelers continues, and so do we here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we're getting ready for a loaded slate here tonight. Not just Major League Baseball, but we got a pretty big Game 6 in the NHL. The Stanley Cup Finals will take center stage in just a couple of hours as Edmonton trying to force a Game 7 back in my neck of the woods here in South Florida. Cam Stewart knows all about that, as it should be an interesting game here tonight. Cam, I think we're going to learn a lot early in this one, and I think whatever happens early might determine maybe what happens late and who ends up winning this thing, my man. So what do you think we're going to get? I'm a big believer that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. First period under, second period over. And then let's just hope Florida has more goals at the end of it, because I don't want to have to go to a Game 7, Cam.
You're telling me, Joe. I just did a local radio hit in Toronto, and I told them I had Florida in 6, and these people love me, and let's just say the love was not the same. Like, you know what I mean? It was just one of those things, and everyone was talking Edmonton, and then when I told them I had money on Florida, but these guys know I've been betting for, like, decades, so they understand my point of view. But here's the thing, Joe, we know hockey. That building is going to be nuts. It's going to be absolutely insane. Yeah. When they won the first game, they were thinking about, like, you know, having riots on the street and everybody, you know, keg parties and this and that. So now we're back in Edmonton. Like, I can't even describe to you the atmosphere, but that could be a negative too. Edmonton's probably going to come out really hot in the first couple minutes. You know what I mean? And just absolutely be flying around. If they don't score a goal and Florida can settle themselves, I think that's very, very key in this matchup there. So I'm going to tell you, I'm actually taking Florida in the first period at plus 105 on the money line. If it's 0-0 or 1-1, it's a push. I'm not going to lay the minus half to plus money. I just want money line. Like, I don't know, because it could be 1-1. It could be 0-0, but I'm going to take that. I'm also taking the Florida Panthers, Joe. We talked about this the other day, and you know, it's tough doing a show with Morenci. You know, all I hear is, oh, you know, this thing's going to Game 7. And I feel like I'm fighting a battle alone, like with every show that I do right now, other than you, Joe. Like, we should be working together, because everybody's like hating me right now. So I'm going to take the Florida Panthers in this game, and I have them to win in 6. So I got to die on my sword. If they win tonight, I hit everything. If not, then I told you, it's Edward Scissorhands time. I got to go to Ace Hardware and buy some massive hedges, massive clippers to trim the hedges. Panthers, Oilers. I'm actually doing the contrarian. I'm going under 5.5 tonight. I think for Florida win this game, I think they have to play a game where they shut everybody down. They got to score early, go up 1 or 2 nothing and shut them down. Maybe win a 3-1 game, 3-2 game. So I'm going to go under. I know that's not a very popular play right now, but I really don't care. For Florida to win, they don't want to get into a shootout with the Edmonton Oilers. I can tell you that. They don't need no 6-5 game. Give me a Florida 3-1 or a 3-2 win. Imagine this game goes to overtime, Joe. People in Edmonton, God, I hope they have medic alert bracelets. Like, I'm a young guy, but you know the one that I fall in and I can't get up? Like, you better have one that the button works, because it's going to be absolutely nuts for these people if we get extra time. And Verhaeghe, he's always been my guy. He should have so many more points in this series. He's always open, always has a chance. He's had so many beautiful scoring opportunities. But, hey, I got to give Skinner credit. He's been good. But Verhaeghe, in my opinion, has been probably the best Florida Panther consistently. I will take him to record a point at minus 140. I know it's juice. We try to get plus money, Joe, but that's the way I'm going to roll tonight.
I've been telling people here over the last couple of days, because I'm with you, Cam. A lot of people I've talked to, it appears that I don't even know why Florida got on a plane to Edmonton. They should have just stayed here, because there's no way it's not coming back for a game 7. But oddly enough, it's a pick 'em. So the market doesn't necessarily agree this is a far gone conclusion. The Oilers are going to win. Isn't the market and the line telling us? I'd pump the brakes on packing a bag, coming back down to Florida for a game 7 here.
Me and you think the same way, Joe. It doesn't happen all the time, but, like, you know, when we do our football picks and I'll take Carolina, whatever, when they're like, I see crazy lines when they're getting 3 when they should be getting 6. That's the way me and you think. Yep. I think the books, I always try to have the perception of, I know what I'm doing, but the books know more than me. So I will respect their opinion and I will respect the line. This line tells me that Florida's live, because Edmonton is hot right now. They've won those games in a row, and they should be laying, in my opinion, this line, the way they're playing, should be $1.40. It's $1.20. So that tells me there's going to be a lot of money on Edmonton, which we know. People think it's going back to Florida for game 7. I don't know what. I'm going to tell you, this home ice advantage could be great, or it could be a nightmare. If Florida scores first, Joe, or they get another, like, cheap goal or whatever, you watch that building turn from the biggest, like, you know, hot tub sex party until, like, a funeral home. And that's what's going to happen. Yep. Florida needs to turn this game into just stress. Get up 2-0. I remember I covered game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Bruins and Canucks. Very same situation. And the Bruins went up 2-0 in that game. And Vancouver did nothing. And that building just died in the third period. Like, they tried to get the chance going, but they knew they were done. 3-0 final. Boston won that game in 7, and I have a feeling it's going to be very similar tonight. I think Florida wins this game like 3-1 or 3-2, just stays under the number. I'm on the Cats, Joe. Live bet in the women's golf. Watch out for Hannah Grant. She's -1 right now. I've been watching this tournament. You get a great number with her, and she's playing really, really good, and the leader right now is -5. She's only 4 shots off the pace. And my burger, Bert Wiesberger, Joe, made a nice little move today. He went from like 10 back. He's only 5 in one round, so watch out. On the KLM tour, and I got more. All my other guys on the PGA are doing great, but they're in a weather delay. I know you were talking to Smiley. Colin Morikawa looks absolutely fantastic right now. I'm glad I got him at a good price, because he's not there live now. Like, he's very, very well. What is he, like 6 or 7? I got him at like 20. Yeah, so 2022. So we're good.
Yep. And Morikawa, I'm Morikawa. Tom Kim goes out, shoots 65 today. Still 3 shots ahead of Scheffler, and Scheffler is still +200 on the day, and nothing is going to change there. But Justin, how about JT with he's 7 under today, he still has 4 holes to go before he finishes.
Unbelievable.
He's gonna go 10 under.
I don't know, Joe. I gotta tell you though, I got off the JT train. It's one of those things, like, if you want to get in on he's playing well, but he's disappointed me too many times. There's 4 rounds of golf. I think he's got a bad round in him, but all of our guys are surrounding the leaderboard right now, so
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
My chances. I got Morikawa and a couple other guys inside the top 10. So let's rock.
Let's do it, Cam. Let's cash those tickets, my man. Listen, there is money to be had here, Florida Panthers. Game time decisions will continue next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. In-game time decisions on this Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by. Big night ahead here as a game six. We were just talking to Cam Stewart of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, getting ready to puck to drop here a little after 8 o'clock East Coast time here tonight, and it should be. There's nothing like urgency. It's what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs in general, but the Stanley Cup Finals that much more intriguing. And with these two teams, I think we can expect a whole lot of fun here tonight in Edmonton in this game six. Hopefully the Panthers, though, end up handling business, getting the job done. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go to a game seven, and I really don't want to do that. Didn't work out well in game five. So hopefully the Panthers will get it done. Also, hopefully the Yankees will figure out how to get back on track here tonight, as we've got some intriguing weekend baseball matchups here. The Yankees will be at home taking on the Atlanta Braves, which is fascinating. Chris Sale taking on Carlos Rodon here, two lefties here who have done the job for their respective teams. Chris Sale has really been the ace for the Atlanta Braves staff so far this year. The bats, some people think maybe that that last series over the weekend, that maybe the Braves have figured some things out and the bats are starting to come to life. We already know the Yankees lineup is capable of scoring runs by the half dozen at a time. This is a pick'em price in the Bronx with two of the best lefties up there. The Braves hit lefties well. The Yankees not as well, but they certainly know Chris Sale. 7.5 is what that total is hovering around. That's going to be interesting. Is it going to be a slugfest, or is it going to be a pitcher's battle here tonight? Looking forward to hearing what our good friend George Kurtz has to say about this one in the Bronx. That one coming up top of next hour. We did get an amazing, and it was over quickly here today, folks. A little matinee baseball at Wrigley Field, which is always great on a Friday. No better way to go. I mean, the Cubs had won finally a couple of games. The bats were coming to life. They had their ace, Imanaga, on the mound going up against Quintana of the Mets. I mean, what could absolutely go wrong? Yeah, okay, 11-1. The Mets absolutely destroyed Imanaga and the Cubs here today in game one of this weekend set. 11 runs, 14 hits. Are you starting to see a theme here with this New York Mets team. The bats have come to life, and they're making Quintana look like a pretty darn good pitcher. In the meantime, not, and I mean absolutely not good for Imanaga here, who this is now his second bump in the road in the last three starts here. He did get roughed up a couple of starts ago, came back, pitched pretty well last time out, but the Mets scored three in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and four in the fourth. By that time, that was all she wrote for Imanaga, who went, and this is going to do damage to those ERA numbers. Three innings, he gave up 11 hits, 10 runs, 10 earned, only walked one, struck out three. Tip your cap to the New York Mets lineup. They have figured some things out here. And more importantly, J.D. Martinez crushing it, Lindor crushing it, Nimmo crushing it, and Pete Alonso is even getting into the act here. So could the New York Mets be that come-from-behind feel-good story this season out of the National League East? I mean, let's face it, nobody really trusts the Braves at this point. Philadelphia's schedule is about to get a lot tougher from here on out. They took advantage of an unbelievably easy schedule early on in the season, but could the Mets be that one team that we should not sleep on? It's going to be interesting to see how long this lasts, but as long as they're hitting, they're dangerous. And speaking of those Phillies, they got an interesting one here tonight coming up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who also finally seem to have figured out the whole hitting thing and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. They are a small favorite here tonight against Arizona. I think that game is don't be shocked if Arizona wins and pulls off the upset in that one. That's coming up in a beautiful night in Philadelphia where we may get runs, and I mean a lot of them here tonight in that one. We've got much more MLB to get to coming up here, and George Kurtz will stop by. We'll run some of these games by him and come up with a few best bets of the night here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday, getting ready for some great weekend series here in Major League Baseball. And we had what we thought might be a little more of a competitive game earlier today, except it was anything but, as the red-hot New York Mets trounced Imanaga and the Chicago Cubs. And we're getting ready for a couple of more series. A lot of these interleague spots here tonight, including one of the games coming up between the Rays and Pirates, which is going to be a little bit later. And this seems to have been all over the mark as we welcome in our good friend George Kurtz. And some of these interleague series, Kurtz, these lines have been all over the place. And it's a bit head-scratching because I don't think the books quite know how to figure it out. The Pirates were a favorite. Now they're not. Now the Rays are the favorite. The Rays are on the road. This one coming up in about 20 minutes. Papeete on the mound for the Rays, who you would think would have some success against this Pirates team that strikes out a lot. But the market is flipped and likes the Rays in this one. What do you think? All right. Well, that's good. We'll get back to George Kurtz. He's got to think about that. So we'll get that back there in just a minute. But that game coming up at 6:40, we also have coming up here the Diamondbacks getting ready to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Jordan Montgomery versus Taijuan Walker in this one. 9.5 is what we've got here for the total in this one. And I would imagine, and call me crazy, but on a hot, humid night at Citizens Bank Park, we would probably be expecting maybe the balls to be flying here. Montgomery has not been great here. He's 5-4. He's got over a 6 ERA. He's got a 1.63 whip. It's still spring training for Jordan Montgomery, who got a little bit of a late start to the year here. Do we have George Kurtz? Is he back in? Greg Kurtz is here. George, I don't trust either of these pitchers in this game with the Diamondbacks and Phillies. Montgomery and Walker, it feels like we're going to get runs on a humid night here at Citizens Bank with these two guys, known to be a little bit of a gas can, these two guys this year.
Yeah, Major League Baseball is hoping you're correct, by the way, because numbers are down throughout baseball, right? The averages are down. Doubles are almost non-existent. Home runs are down. They are hoping with the weather being warm. It is very warm here in the Northeast, over 90 degrees here in New York today, that the ball will travel, that we will get more runs. We will get more extra base hits, more home runs here. And Montgomery pitched well in his last start, but he's been disappointing. Tywin Walker has really been disappointing all season long. I am with you. I'm going to go the over here. I think this is one where you might want to play some home run props too. Right? We know Kyle Schwarber hits. I mean, June, he's a monster in June. Once the calendar changes to June, all of a sudden he's Babe Ruth here. Go with Schwarber. Maybe Harper. You want to go with a lesser guy? Maybe a little Alec Baum here? I think there are guys to play across the board here, including on Arizona. Christian Walker is a guy you might want to go with here. I think I'll have some home run props in this game as well.
Yeah, I had asked you, it's kind of interesting, the interleague matchups here over the last couple of weeks. The books have been all over the map with some of these lines. We had a line flip again today here with Tampa. They were favoring Pittsburgh, started out as a favorite. Now, it looks like it's going to be a bullpen game for them, and now Tampa's the favorite here at -130. And I don't know that Tampa should be a favorite over anybody on the road here, but it feels like this is a game where it's either going to be 2-1 or it's going to be 14-11. Which one do you think it's going to be here tonight?
I think you already said it, why the line switched. They went to a bullpen game for Pittsburgh, right? So we don't know how that's going to work out. We know, not the greatest bullpen for the Pirates. Tampa Bay seems to have figured it out offensively a little bit, and that maybe because Arozarena finally showed up this week in Minnesota. All of a sudden, he's hitting. So maybe that's why they're hitting. I think Pepiot will keep them in the game. So I don't see 2-1 happening because he's not dominant like that. I think you're going to get more of a middling game. I really want to take the over here. That's what I'm sort of leaning with the over. I don't love it. That's right. I don't love the over. It's a little higher at 9 than I want. I think I got 8.5 I just saw now. So I was hoping for an 8. Because I think we can get to 9. So I don't think I'll take it at 9 here. Probably going to take a small play on the Pirates here, because as you said it, I don't think Tampa should be -130 over anybody. But this is a game where it all likely you should probably just leave it alone.
Yeah, it's very, very strong. Although they have been hitting the ball, that Minnesota series was interesting with Tampa. So maybe they've turned a corner with that lineup, but they strike out far too often for me to expect them to score a whole lot of runs each and every game. We got a hell of a pitcher's battle, at least early in this White Sox and Detroit game here. Fetty on the mound for the White Sox, taking on Flaherty for Detroit. And Fetty has been golden, just first five, not full game. First half, she's been really good, because that's the only way you can bet any of these pitchers on the White Sox is early in the game. But I really like Flaherty. Last time out, off the IL, he had a little stint on there, but he's been lights out this year. It feels like a K-prop kind of game, but how are you approaching it?
If they had an award for most shocked that you'd be in a pitcher pitching well, it'd be Flaherty, right? Who saw this coming? All right, the Cardinals knew they would get this from Flaherty. They would have kept him, all right, with all the veteran starters they have there. Flaherty's been, he's been really fantastic this season, other than the injury there. So hard not to like him, but I'm not laying 180 with the Detroit Tigers. And, Fede's been good, too. He's been really good. Outside of Crochet there, he's been good for the White Sox. I kind of, if I was, I'm not betting this game. But if I was, I would take the plus money. I also, maybe an inkling of a Louis Robert home run here. Kind of feeling that, too. That's how I would attack this game. One of those two. Either take the plus money with the White Sox and pray that's one of the two games they win every week. Or maybe you go with the Robert anytime home run if you want to play that, if you have a good feeling about it. That's how I'd attack this game. There's no way I'm laying 180 with the Sox. I'm not putting them in a parlay, too. I don't feel good enough about it.
Yeah, no, I took the strikeout props and just laddered Flaherty because 6.5 I thought was a little low. I think he can get 7. I think he can get 8. I think he can get even 9 here tonight against this White Sox.
I can play his total outs. I can go deep in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is, it should be at least early a good pitcher's battle. First five under, not a bad look in this one either. And then, of course, we have the Yankees taking on Atlanta here, Kurtz. The battle of lefties, Sale versus Rodon. It's a pick 'em. So that we're going to get one of these teams at a great value. Which one is it, Kurtz, do you think?
All I got to say about the Yankee lineup tonight is Jermy Jones is not only starting, but he's batting fifth. Oh. Jermy Jones is batting fifth. I mean, it's Volpe, Soto, Judge, Stanton, and then it's, you got to be kidding me. You go down to Jones, LeMahieu, Trevino, Rice, Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Yankees, that's your lineup, boys and girls. The roster construction on this team is terrible. That being said, the Yankees have some success against Sale. Judge does hit him well. But, you know, when two of your better batters here are left-handed, I mean, poor Ben Rice, right? He had a third career start here. Go face Chris Sale, who's having a fantastic season. Hard not to like the Braves in this game. Kind of like the under as well. But does Rodon scare us after bombing last weekend against the Red Sox in Fenway? You know, still, I like the under and the Braves in this one. The Braves, however, don't play as well on the road. Still, Yankees are a mess right now.
There are some, there's some that think the Braves finally maybe figured some things out in the lineup, maybe starting to hit the ball a little bit better. Murphy came out, had a really good weekend there against Detroit. So maybe, just maybe, they have figured some things out. But Rodon is the only way you can bet him is at home. He was bound to have that kind of outing like he did last go around. That was eventually going to happen, but we'll see if he can right the ship here for the new
year. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
York Yankees here tonight. That should be a good one coming up at the top of the hour here. We got a few other games getting ready to start here. We do have a NHL game, Kurt, you might have heard, game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. A couple of interesting ways to approach this. We'll run that by you when we get back here. It's going to be a heck of a weekend here, and we have got you covered all the way through here as game time decisions. We'll be back after this here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. George Kurtz back with us again as we're underway with the White Sox and Detroit. We also have Pittsburgh and Tampa first pitch out of there, and we are awaiting, George, the Yankees and Atlanta, and another game, too, that I kind of liked. I wanted to get your thoughts on. And that's with the Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Red Hot Guardians here tonight. I looked at the over in this one. Carrasco going for The Guardians, Rodriguez called up from the minors to pitch for Toronto in this one. His time spent in the bigs, either a strikeout or a walk kind of pitcher there that they're bringing back up. That doesn't work well against a Guardians lineup at home. I felt like this was runs, more runs. First five over, full game over. I think this could be one of the more entertaining games of the night. What'd you think?
I think it should be. So I'm certainly on the same wavelength as you here that we're going to get runs in this game because Carrasco, let's face it, at this point in his career, he's going to get hit. My only issue is, boy, how many times have we thought this with the Blue Jays, Joe? Yeah, and then they just stayed egg. All right, no Bichette tonight as well here. But I'm with you. I think we're going to get runs here. So I'm thinking about taking also as far as runs because they're Cleveland's team total here. So I think they'll score more runs. How about that?
Yes.
Blue Jays will here. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'll probably like Cleveland to win the game as well here. The Jays are that helter-skelter team that you just never know if they're going to show up tonight or not.
Mm-mm. No. That's shocker. I'll tell you also here, too, Kurtz, the 1-13 when Trevor Rogers starts. That's what the Marlins are. They've lost every one of his home starts. Kirby on the mound for Seattle. If it ain't broke, are we fixing it, Kurtz? I mean, I don't run to the window often to back, road favorites, but I'm laying 1.5. I'm laying 2.5. I'm going to the alt line. It's Trevor Rogers. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Kurtz.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be afraid of laying the 176, by the way. It is over my comfort zone by about a dime, but I'm not wouldn't bother me. Kirby's going to shut this team down. I don't have much doubt about it. You know me. That's going to be one of my parlays with the Mariners here. But I like the run line as well here, and that's probably another way I'll take it straight up as far as that's concerned. But, yeah, I mean, what am I, Professor Parlay here, Captain Chalk or Colonel Chalk, Corporal Chalk. I don't know if I get demoted or promoted on every show here. But, give me the Mariners big time tonight. I never know.
Yeah, up-down. I'm sorry.
Latrine duty.
I'm just sorry. 1-13 speaks for itself. They have yet to win a start for this guy, so I don't think they're going to start here tonight. The Red Sox keep smashing the ball here tonight against the Reds at the Great American Ballpark?
I think both teams might smash the ball there tonight at the ballpark. Mm. The Red Sox are playing some old-fashioned late 80s, 90s St. Louis Cardinals ball, running. Right, yes. They've got guys who can run the bases. They put a lot of pressure on the Yankees this weekend. They kept doing it against the Blue Jays, and I think that's how they have to play. They don't have the big, hairy monsters who are going to hit long home runs. I mean, O'Neill can hit some home runs, so can Devers, but they don't have that up and down throughout the lineup, but they are athletic, and they can run. So I think that continues here. I think they're going to get runs in this game, so I'm going to go the over 9 here. I mean, the Reds are playing better as well. Candelario's back in the lineup tonight here. We're seeing it's pretty much a pick 'em game here. I'm going to go with the Reds to win the game, but I like the over better.
Yeah, it should be interesting. They have seemed to have found something there in Boston here tonight. Have they found anything in your mind in Houston worth backing tonight against the Orioles, whose arms must be exhausted from all of the swinging and the running around the bases against the Yankees yesterday? So advantage Houston, what are we doing here?
I mean, the embarrassing thing about the Orioles being the Yankees, remember, Grayson Rodriguez didn't pitch against the Yankees. Neither did Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
That's their 1 and 2 starters. Grayson's going tonight. I think the only way the Orioles lose tonight is if they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, scored 9,000 runs yesterday. Letdown. That's my only worry. Yeah. It is in Houston, not in Baltimore. I wouldn't be worried as much about the letdown if it was in Baltimore. They're going against, I don't even know who this pitcher is for the Astros here. It's hard. I can't bet Houston. All right, so it's either Baltimore or I'm leaving it alone here. And I can't leave it alone. I think Baltimore is the best overall team in the American League. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think there are any great teams in the American League. I just think they're the best team. I think they have the best chance to be great, though, if they can add another starter or two. Because I don't see them winning the World Series with Cole Irvin and these other guys they're throwing out there. It's not Suarez, not going to happen. They need at least one more starter, maybe two. Los Bradish this week of Tommy John surgery. So Orioles are bust tonight.
Yeah, and Grayson Rodriguez is I like him at Camden, but he is a much different pitcher on the road, and we've seen that here. I really want to back the Royals and Singer tonight, but they're on the road again against the Rangers and Eovaldi, who got lit up last time out here, Kurt. So It just feels like everyone's going to run to play Texas. And is this the spot to back the Royals?
I'm not taking Texas. They don't score runs. All right, I just I wish the under was 8.5. 7.5 seems too low. They want you to bet the over. They really do. Mm. But and I probably will, you know, sprinkle on a little bit. Nothing big here. I'm going to leave the game itself alone here. Eovaldi, really, for the most part, the season has not been good. Singer, for the most part, the season has been good, but struggles against better lineups. Theoretically, Texas has a better lineup. They're just not hitting. All right, so I'm probably going to sprinkle on the over because they made it too low. You know, so I just sort of don't have a choice here. But this is not a game I love at all. Well, as far as the play here, Kansas City can barely score against Oakland earlier this week. So I'm going to leave that alone here. I do sort of lean towards Kansas City as far as if I was going to bet it, but I'm going to attack the over.
All right, one last one in MLB there, Kurtz. Ohtani, home run, got to play it, right, tonight against the Angels.
He's hot.
Like, there's just no way we can't. Come on.
I'll take that. I think I'll take the over in the game as well here. We got, Nacker, Sandoval. Give me the over in Ohtani hitting a home run.
The price is kind of absurd too when you think about it. Although the Angels have been pretty pesky to say the least, and they have been, it's the Dodgers at home, should be able to win by a million. Hopefully he hits two home runs and we cash double there. George Kurtz, unbelievable day and weekend.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
And ahead of us here, Kurtz, we appreciate it as always here, my man. We'll be back as Game Time Decisions gets you ready for game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals, just a little over an hour away here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready for game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We got plenty of Major League Baseball. And let us not forget, we got a pretty good tournament happening with your reigning U.S. Open champion, Bryson DeChambeau, on the LIV Tour happening in Nashville. Here's some of the highlights from the round earlier today.
And he won the International Series event in Macau in March, beating David Puge in a playoff. Here's a man with 9 career wins, 3 of them on the DP World Tour. 33 years of age from Sacramento, and he is making the most of his chance. For birdie at 11 to get to 2 under par. His Majestic's teammate, Henrik Stenson, he is level par after this birdie putt at 9. Right after DJ at 3, it's John Rahm's Legion 13 teammate, Tyrrell Hatton, who's earned points in all 8 events so far this season.
Lovely swing to start there.
Moment ago was Sebastian Munoz, second. Out of the short par 4, number 4. That's a 2. And he's won back a Puge.
Currently counting, 3 scores count towards the team total on Friday and Saturday. Every score counts on Sunday. The Fireballs.
You gotta love the Live Tour. A little change up there. Three rounds of golf, not four like on the PGA, but also it's simultaneously a teams event while it's also an individual event. And you've got Abraham Ancer at the top of the leaderboard here right now, 7 under par, leading the tournament. Terrell Hatton, another familiar name here, in second, 6 under par. John Catlin is also right there at 5 under. And Bryson DeChambeau, your U.S. Open champ, went right from Pinehurst to Nashville. And no doubt he has been partying it up a little bit in Nashville here. He is at 4 under par, tied with a whole bunch of other guys here. Saturday and Sunday, you'll have rounds of golf. And, of course, you'll always be able to check out Live Golf here on the Sports Grid Network. Keep an eye on Sergio Garcia, 3 under par. And our good friend Brady Cannon, he was a big supporter of Sergio Garcia coming into this tournament. Sergio made the cut, was actually really good at the U.S. Open, and I don't know how many people saw that coming here, but he has been playing some great golf on the LIV Tour here this year. So Sergio might be catching a second wind and getting it going here in this tournament. That would be an awful lot of fun to see his name up at the top of the leaderboard. But if you were expecting letdown from Bryson DeChambeau, yeah, you didn't get it here at 4 under par here in the tournament. But Abraham Ancer absolutely destroyed this golf course here today. 7 under par puts him firmly in the lead of this tournament. Should be an awful lot of fun to watch this. It's at the Grove in Nashville. And again, we'll have the conclusion on Sunday. On the CW Network is where you can catch that. You can always get it on the LIV app, too, as well. So good stuff there. And there are some crowds in Nashville following DeChambeau. So you got to love what the guy has done and how in just a year's time he has completely revamped his persona and what people think of him. Crowd favorite, just an unbelievable turnaround. For a guy that, you know, some might say he just grew up a little bit, matured a little bit more, but so is his golf game. And he once again is looking to take down another tournament, this one, of course, in Nashville for the LIV Tour. So we'll keep eyes on that all throughout the weekend here on the Sports Grid Network. I bet him pre-flop here. A lot of people are expecting, you know, let down here after the U.S. Open, but I do think he's turned a corner here. I think he's going to want to keep winning, and he's got a pretty good shot at doing it here this weekend. All right, coming up, we got much more about Game 6. That's right, Game 6, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Coming up here in just a little over an hour in Edmonton, as the Florida Panthers have had not one but two shots at closing it out. Could the third time be the charm and just get it done so they don't have to come back to South Florida and play a Game 7? We'll have much more on that. Plus, we'll get you caught up with the MLB scoreboard when Game Time Decisions continues on the Grid.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.